Now, Mike, here's why I put my glasses on a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've mentioned Beloit, Wisconsin.
Yes, so you spent some time there.
I lived in Beloit, Wisconsin for about a year with my family, and it just could not suck enough.
Isn't it close to the cheese factory, or is that where
you got the Vish memory?
Jeez.
Yes, there is a cheese factory in downtown Beloit, Wisconsin.
Right.
And as you drive down what they used to call the circuit, which was around like the hardware store and,
right.
And the Five and Dime and all that stuff, you could actually smell this rotten cheese every day, like 3, 4 o'clock. It would just smell like the inside of who's the Family Feud?
Richard Dawson?
No, the other guy.
Louis Anderson. His underpants. But it was good quality Wisconsin cheese.
Oh, it was good cheese.
Had to be if it smelled
just,
like that.
Just the best. And they got a college there, which I've always thought is funny, Beloit
right.
College. You know, you drive... If you've never been to Beloit, Wisconsin, first, you're lucky. Second,
it's homey, isn't it?
Mike, it is anything but home.
Really?
Is it
like Flint? Is it like a smaller version of Flint?
Amen.
You know, kind of depressed,
and
a lot of closed buildings.
Very much like the Flint in the Michael Moore movie. Mm. Very much like Flint.
Kind of like bombed out buildings and all that.
Yeah, hold on. You know, I think my daughter has been to Beloit.
Ah.
I know,
vacation?
Well, it's a tourist trap.
She had to live there for a while with her mother. I know that she probably... I have never asked her about the smell of the cheese factory.
And they actually make cheese. They're not making other products. They're making cheese. They're processing cheese is what they're doing.
On. Making it, cutting it.
Cheese is wonderful.
Cutting it. Slicing it.
Anyway, I'm getting to
discarding.
I'm getting to something that you're going to hear on the news probably today about a list from this college in Beloit, Wisconsin that comes out every year. Pretty interesting list if you want to feel very freaking old.
Oh, and we do.
And I'll give
we do constantly.
I'll give hey, sweetie. You're on the radio. I hope that's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
You know what we're talking about right now?
What?
We're talking about Beloit, Wisconsin.
Beautiful Beloit. You've been there, Amy?
Yes.
Yeah, and we're talking about, I have a list here from Beloit College that we're going to be reading on the air. I wanted to ask you, I've never asked you this in real life, and certainly you've only been on the show a couple of times.
Right.
Do you remember the smell of the cheese factory in Beloit, Wisconsin?
Yes, I do.
How would you describe that, sweetie?
As gross feet.
Gross feet.
Ew.
And what is? Was it all over the whole town?
It was just in the downtown.
It was just in the downtown when you crossed the bridge, kind of by the post office.
But it was the time down there.
It was like as you drove in that one circle. As I was describing to them that you drive around like the hardware store and the Five and Dime, and it would just be that one area of the circuit where it just smelled like ass every day.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
Wow. Every day. All right. Well, thank you for following up on that.
You're very welcome.
All right. I'll call you tonight. I love you, sweetie.
I love you too.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
It's a base hit. She hit that one.
Yeah.
Gross feet.
Like gross feet.
No further explanations necessary.
Right.
So there's a college in
gross
this town.
Gross feet.
There's a college, Beloit College. And what they do is every year they put out a list of things that people that are entering college do not know about.
This will make you feel older.
And this is not like, not knowledge and not pop culture. These are things that have really happened.
Right.
For instance, and we got this yesterday, members of the class of 2010.
These are educated people that are going to college.
It's Beloit College.
Right.
So.
Well, is it, but it's not for Beloit College alone, or is it for their college specifically?
It's called their mindset list.
Right.
Okay, so if you're going to Beloit College this year, first off, kiss your ass goodbye.
Good luck to you.
Good luck, because you're going to die on the cheese fumes.
If you're going to Beloit College this year, I just want to say, hi, counselor.
All right, so if you are entering Beloit College this year or any college
this
year.
Hello, doctor.
If you're entering any college this year.
Any school.
You were probably born in 1988.
Uh-huh.
For you, the following people have always been dead. Billy Carter, Lucille Ball, Gilda Radner, Billy Martin, Andy Gibb, and the Horse Secretariat.
All right.
Also for you, the Soviet Union has never existed, and you've never known it to be scary.
Wow.
You've only known two presidents in your lives. There's always only been one Germany. They've never heard anyone actually ring it up on a cash register.
Technically, according to Rob, there really always has only been one Germany.
They are wireless, yet they are always connected. A coffee has always taken longer to make than a milkshake. Smoking has never been permitted on airlines.
Mm-hmm.
The moral majority has never needed an organization. They never had to tell the difference between the St. Louis baseball and football teams. DNA fingerprinting has always been admissible evidence in court.
That's a big one right there.
Yeah, lives.
In the old days, you had to get the gumshoe to get it. Yes, Ray. Yeah, let's find out who's over there. Yeah.
They have known fax machines as a way of communication their entire lives.
Well, they haven't missed all
They're
that
lucky.
Much.
Google has always been a verb.
Wow.
Milli Vanilli has never had anything to say.
Does that mean they don't know Milli Vanilli?
That's right.
Right. And they're very happy
lives,
not to.
Barcodes have been on everything, from library cards to snail mail. Madden has always been a game, never a coach.
You know, Don, when I was a small boy, actually when I was a young man growing up, you know what the barcode I knew was? Finish your drink!
Phantom of the Opera has always been on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
let me see. Reality shows have always been on TV.
Ain't all that great, is it?
No.
Being born in 1988.
No.
Hold on.
Of course, that's something an old person would say.
Is it?
Not all that much of an advantage. You don't have all the great things that we dealt with. Yeah.
They have always been able to watch wars and revolutions live on TV.
Sure. That's significant.
Let me see. Green tea has always been marketed for health purposes. Small white holiday lights have always been in style. They have never had the chance to eat truly bad airline food.
Yeah, they don't serve any food.
They have always been searching for Waldo.
Yeah, Where's Waldo? I love Where's Waldo. That's something that I like that we share.
They've never played the state license plate game in the car.
Really?
How do they prove that?
No, that's not true.
I would assume. Yeah. You play that with your kids, don't you?
The thing about Google being a verb all their lives, we didn't have Google in 1988.
I'm just reading this to you guys.
All right, I know.
Guys.
No, we're not picking
guys.
On you.
Guys.
Watch it.
Guys, Disneyland has always been in Europe and Asia. Here's what I don't get. They never saw Bernard Shaw on CNN.
Bernie Shaw?
BFD.
Whatever.
We saw him at a bar once.
Bernard Shaw?
Yeah, at a Christmas party.
That's right.
That's right, we did.
Smoking.
Yeah. Lexus has always been the luxury car of choice. TV stations have never ended the broadcast day with the national anthem.
That's a big one.
LoJack transmitters have been finding lost and stolen cars their entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
Diane Sawyer has always been live on primetime.
Uh-huh. And we're grateful for it.
Disposable contact lenses have always been available. They have always dissed what they don't like. Richard M. Daley has always been the mayor of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And Ringo Starr has always been clean and sober.
Now that's sad.
Yeah.
They don't know the goofy Ringo. I mean, if you don't know the goofy Ringo, that's a strange, thought-provoking kind of list.
They're lost.
Let me see. So, as in, that is so New York,
right.
Has always been a drawn-out adjective, modifying a proper noun.
You are so clueless.
Which, in turn, modifies something else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's correct.
Can you say that again, please, because I interrupted
yes.
you.
We want to learn from
so,
that.
As in, that's so New York,
right.
Has always been a drawn-out adjective. Modifying a proper noun, which in turn modifies something else.
I don't know. That is so Rockville.
Yeah, that's
that is so very Rockville.
So wrong.
Oh, God.
You are so. You know, you could throw that in any town and it has completely different meanings, you know? You are so buoy.
Here you go. Here one. 9 out of 10 people.
You are so Chico.
9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 have never mailed anything using a stamp.
Well, what? Now that's wrong.
Now, how could that be?
Because you can pay all your bills online.
Well, how else do you get your letters to the Mickey Mouse Club?
Electronic postage.
Anything can happen, Dave.
How else do you send your letters to Captain America?
And when was green tea not marketed for health? When was green tea marketed for anything except for being green tea?
Green tea didn't exist.
Yeah. It's another made-up one.
Okay. I mean, what it tells me, they're stupid. Thank you.
They've all grown up pushing their own miniature shopping carts in the supermarket.
Right.
We never had that, Mike. There's always been the threat in their lives of being outed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Oh, I back in the 40s. Didn't they out people in the 40s?
Yes.
Booger's candy has always been the favorite for grossing out parents.
My kids like boogers. I mean the candy.
Anyway, that's from Beloit.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah, that's great fun. But the remember, as my daughter said, it smelled like feet.
But you know how that comes into practice, and I don't want to say that I have personal experience with this, but when you're having a discussion and you will mention somebody in pop culture from your past, and the person doesn't know who that is,
right.
And that happens to me very, very often with younger people, because you'll say something, well, you remember that guy, or you'll throw out a movie, and a movie that you really assume everybody knows. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? I said it yesterday on the show. I mentioned Animal House.
Right.
And I said, you know.
For anybody who hasn't seen it.
And really, there are people probably that haven't seen it by now.
I can't imagine.
I mean, by now, there are people. That's not a frame of reference.
But here's the thing. Like, my frame of reference on that is like my kid. That my kid's 21. And sure, he watched Animal House because it's one of the first movies that I made him watch.
Right.
But he still watches it now with his friends, and they all like it, independent of the fact that when he was 12 years old, I said to him, you know, like it was the biggest state secret in the world.
Right.
Do you want to see what your dad thinks is the funniest movie of all time that includes naked chicks?
And he went, yeah.
Yeah.
How did he, I really think, isn't that, Animal House is kind of timeless, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
I remember, you probably remember me telling this on the air, more important than that was, when Big Frieda watched the movie with me.
Right.
One Christmas, Jesus Christ, it has to be like 15 years ago, we lived in the house we lived in before I live in now. She sat down on Christmas Day, and I think I had just gotten the brand new VHS copy.
Of Animal House.
Like whatever it was, the 10th anniversary or whatever. Right. And she said, may I watch this with you? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ooh, okay, this would be a little awkward. My mother-in-law wants to watch this movie. She loved it.
Yeah.
She absolutely loved it.
It still, I think, is the definitive college movie, even after all the... But wouldn't you say people in a certain age group, it would be American Pie, something like that? That would be
their movie
of reference.
I think the problem is now that a lot of the youngsters or whoever are watching it on TBS, and it's not got the shock value, and it's not as amazing. I mean, I remember sneaking into the theater on, like, its third release to see it.
Right.
And it changes your life.
You can't. And you know what? A movie like Animal House, that there ought to be a law against that you don't chop up, take out the nudity, take out the language.
Right.
You destroy. You effectively destroy.
You know,
even with dramas, you can almost get by on a drama, but a comedy, you destroy it. You kill it.
Yep. Something About Mary. Mm-hmm. That would be the one that I think also came out where people...
Yeah.
People really, after been out a couple of months, went, Jesus Christ, this is like the funniest movie I've seen since, Animal House.
And it was.
Right.
And
right.
It still holds
still
up
is.
As that.
Yeah.
It really is.
Still is. Oh, let me see what else. People now going, let me see. They are wireless, yet always connected. Stained Blue Dress is as famous to them as third-rate burglary was to us.
Yeah, Watergate and, Monica and Watergate.
They got the better deal.
Fake fur has always been a necessary element of style. For most of their lives, most major airlines have been bankrupt. Manuel Noriega has always been in jail in the United States.
Uh-huh.
What does this one mean? They have grown up getting lost in big boxes.
Oh, the box stores.
Big box stores, like Costco.
Oh,
that
kind all right. Of thing. Okay, understood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what it's. I mean, they've gotten grown up getting lost in Costco's,
right?
Yeah, and like,
is there another store called the Big Box Store that I
know? Sam's Box. Club. That,
oh, no, that's
called.
That's just
they're
what
called
they...
Big Box Store.
Right.
I learned something today. I never knew that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike. How y'all doing?
We're doing great, my friend.
Calling up here from York County, Pennsylvania. WOYK. You had talked about the cheese factory there in Wisconsin with your daughter.
Yes, sir.
Up here in Spring Grove, we have a town. We have a Glatfelter Paper Company, and it smells like a pot of mustard greens that somebody had left on the stove for a couple of days and forgot about. It's rotten.
You know, speaking
really,
of, yeah.
Really. Oh, when we pass by through York on the way north, when the wind's blowing out of the west in the winter, Spring Grove's like 15 miles away, you can still smell it. It's horrible up here.
Do you know what we had? Not from all of my childhood, but in my town, in my hometown.
Thank you for the call, my friend.
We had a tannery. A tannery.
Oh,
and I defy you to find anything that smells worse than that. That's when they are processing hides.
Yeah.
And, man, it was disgusting.
That ain't good.
In Richmond, depending on the weather pattern, the town would either smell like vanilla from the Sours Vanilla Factory or a bad cigarette from R.J. Reynolds.
Listen, Richmond, Virginia smells like pure ass. Really. Virginia is, without question, the rectum of Virginia.
Which would you say is worse, Newark or the Meadowlands, that part of Jersey,
you gotta
or
go,
Richmond?
You've got to go Newark.
Yeah.
Only because they're bigger. They've got more swamp. They've got more smell. However, if
Richmond is on the river.
I've heard Jacksonville, Florida, too, is a horrible smelling area. Didn't you tell me that? Did you tell me like Jacksonville just smells like S all the time?
Yes, I did. Yes, and it does.
It's great to mention all these cities. We're not on in them, so what the hell?
When the James River would be low, there'd be good river smell.
I really stop and think about it. Huh? God damn it. Jacksonville might be the
like
smelliest. Jacksonville's definitely smellier than Richmond.
We were thinking about waffles? We were actually thinking about going to a Super Bowl show, and you were talking about Jacksonville early on. You said you will not believe Jacksonville
the company, we get to go to the Super Bowl every once in a while and do a show down there, and it was offered up, and I said to the guys, I said, we should wait until it's in Miami.
Right.
Because Jacksonville, that was it. Jacksonville smells like ass. There's a Waffle House on every corner, and Jacksonville is like Houston on steroids.
Well, thank God they're going to a better city now. You know, they're going to Detroit, right?
No, that was last year.
That was last year, so where is it now?
It's Miami, my friend.
Oh, that's right. It's back in Miami.
And remember, Jacksonville didn't have hotels. They had to put everyone on boats.
Yeah, that's right, because they had a shortage.
Well, they never have enough hotels.
Well, they all talked about, I think some of the writers that were coming to the Super Bowl talked about the smell, but in a very veiled way.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Kornheiser wasn't all that veiled.
Yeah, they couldn't just write in the big headline, Jacksonville smells like ass. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing? I got something for you that smells pretty bad. I know you get out of the city a lot. Have you ever driven through Salisbury?
Oh, by the chicken processing plants?
Mm. Oh, yeah, man.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Hey, and if you want a real treat, as long as we're talking about Ocean City, Maryland, if you're coming off the Route 90 bridge and you go right past where the police station is and there's a big that big thing with the water slides and the big municipal area, there's the world's most pungent outdoor sewage system, which incidentally is right by where they are building these incredible condos that they're like charging $1 million for. And I remember when Frida was alive, we were just, she loved looking at real estate.
Right.
So I was like, okay, let's go look. And we went over there one afternoon. It was like 95 degrees. And we said, oh, my God, the smell, awful. Oh, and in Ocean City, Maryland, where they have been running us in the morning, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because they're running, like, the show we're doing right now today on Friday, they're going to run it on Monday.
They're going to stop doing that, right?
Yes, they are stopping that in 2 weeks. They're going to put put us back on live where we should be on 96 Rock.
Very good.
Have a good Monday, OC.
Welcome to 1000 Fecal Place.
Fecal Towers.
We hope you enjoy. This is a lovely two-bedroom unit with a jacuzzi overlooking the plant.
But, yeah, that smells, the sewage plant smells. But when you go past the chicken slaughterhouses on Route 50.
I think we can all agree. I mean, I know you and I will agree that the chicken, a chicken truck, a chicken plant, whatever it is, I've never smelled anything even remotely like that.
I know we got a break, but do you remember when Frida stopped eating chicken?
Yes.
Right. Don't you remember? Because we drove past one of those trucks. And
the trucks are horrible.
She saw all of the chickens in the truck.
Right.
And then she smelled the smell.
Crammed together.
And she said, really, I will never eat chicken again.
And she did.
It's amazing how something that looks and smells like that, and then there's that delightful chicken breast that you eat. It's horrible.
Who wants wings?
I do love when you're driving by the truck and the feathers are blowing out. It's a great comical 1940s image.
It hasn't stopped you from eating chicken, has it?
I sometimes don't even cook it. I flag the truck over. I say, what can you spare?
Buzz, no, you're correct. Yeah. Buzz asks, what about Hershey, Pennsylvania? Really, it smells like chocolate.
Exactly. It does.
It does smell like chocolate.
That's delightful.
Hey, you know what? I just want to take one call.
Makes you want to pull off the highway.
I don't want to ask this guy to stay on hold through the break, but it's a guy. Joe found a guy who's seen the movie The Mother.
Oh, okay.
Matt.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, Matt. Is that a great movie or what?
It's pretty wicked. God.
Now, where did you see it and where can we find it?
I was actually over at a friend's house who had recorded it onto his little TiVo.
Who had recorded it also.
You know what? That's a fantastic idea for those of you with TiVo.
Is it a good movie? I mean, with all the content issues, is it a good movie?
Mike, no. I couldn't tell you.
I couldn't get by the whole idea.
I couldn't tell you because every time I started to watch it was like the guy starts making out with a 60-year-old woman again. And right away it's like someone's just banging you on the head. Whoa, what the hell was that?
What's wild about that guy who's in that doing the bingo bango with the grandma, that's the guy who's going to be the new James Bond.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, are you kidding?
It is a British film.
That's the guy. His name's Daniel Craig.
Incidentally, I like that guy. I think he's going to be a great James Bond. I like the fact that they didn't go for the matinee idol type. I'm looking forward to that.
I got something for you. That's an outstanding tip-in. Rob, I'm sure we have something.
Yes, we do.
From the prize closet.
What do you like John Stewart tickets?
Yeah, you want John Stewart tickets?
I bet he would.
I'm way out here in Wichita.
Oh. Well, and he'd really like them.
You want
them.
Tickets to see the cable guy, Larry, or whatever?
No, yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking, of course, because I'm just thinking Wichita.
No, you get a copy of Weeds, season one on DVD.
Excellent prize.
Emmy winner Mary Louise Parker returns for an all-new season of Buzz's favorite show, Weeds.
She's hot.
Starting August 14th at 10 p.m. only on Showtime.
I was just trying to be silly. I don't mean that, sir. Sorry about that.
Thank you, friend.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here is another great moment from the Emmys last night. Hold on, we got 8,000 tapes. Where is the one where 24 wins? Oh, that's a good one. Number, because didn't you in some way, like I do, feel validated?
Yeah.
That the show that we've watched and we've screamed about finally won.
I think Kiefer's been nominated, what, every year since the show's been on.
The Emmy goes to 24.
It was a really, really good moment.
We'll make this quick. I want to start by thanking Dana Walden.
Turn that off. Excuse me.
Peter Chernin.
Turn that off. Who wants to listen to that crap? Thank you. I thank you.
Hey, Devane.
I couldn't even get a job as a flipping seat filler. Why was I broadcast to no one last night at the Emmys? This is Bill Devane.
Everybody is...
Do you understand? They're lying. It's a conspiracy. I get written off the show, and then I don't even get a goddamn invitation to sit in the auditorium. And I'm a large reason for that show's success, Jack.
You know,
I'm part of the reason that show is successful, and they completely boycott me. Tell me if you can. Tell me if you will why I wasn't on that stage. Why William
insane.
Devane was not. Are you insane? Why wasn't William Devane acknowledged for the work that he's done? They had the big black president. He was there. Right.
And
what's the deal?
And so was the Nixon president.
Flipping tragedy. I'm one of the great character actors in Hollywood, and they've completely shut the door on me. It's official now. I had designs on coming back, but the fact is, I don't believe I've got a future based on the fact that those producers have completely and totally boycotted me. My reception sucks in my town, Car in the River. I say screw that fag Kiefer Sutherland and his fag father, too. Runs in the family. Put a macho man in the star. Don't tell me to go easy.
And the Emmy goes to Kiefer Sutherland.
Boo! Boo! Shame. Shame on you, Sutherland.
My father's sitting right over there.
Yeah, his father. His gay dad. Probably put his hands on some small boy.
We're going to have dinner now.
Son of a bitch. Boo! Acknowledge me. Let's hear it. Does he mention Devane? One of the great actors of all time.
You are given too much.
Too much. Yeah, you've given too much.
Evening.
Watch this.
This experience that has been 24 has been nothing.
It'll be over before it starts.
Yeah, he's not going to mention it.
The Emmys have hated me since 1986 when I put six statues in my yap. Yeah, it was a parlor game.
Hey, hold on.
Oh. Aaron Spelling, God rest his skinny, bony soul. And he loved that gag.
How come you were not in the tribute to Aaron Spelling?
Good question. Leave Bill Devane at home sitting in his cardigan sweater, just sitting there watching golf reruns while you get Farrah drug addict up on stage just because she's a Charlie's Angel. The whole company sucks. I'll tell you, I'm damn upset. Are you insane?
Fantastic writers.
Yeah, fantastic character actors, mentors.
Everybody at Fox. The relationship that we've had has been unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Dana Walden.
It's unbelievable.
Peter
LaGuardia, they boycotted Bill DeVane.
Everybody there. Your support has been incredible.
Jack, listen to me.
Your support over the last 5 years.
Jack, pay attention to me for the love of God. Acknowledge your peers and your superiors and your elders.
And I can't thank you for your patience.
I'm so upset. Pretty soon I'll be slurring like Dick Clark.
Sarah Dew.
Sarah who?
Thank you very much.
Oh, no. That's BS, Jack. That's BS. Get your ass back on that stage. Get to the podium and thank William Devane and my teeth. My teeth have more Hollywood credibility than your whole cigarette chain-smoking body, Jack.
I think.
I'm furious and I'm upset.
I think
that's a combination. It's not all that good.
I think it's a lock that you're not coming back next
year. I think
year.
It's a lock, too. I think Hollywood has officially snubbed me. What was it? My work on Knots Landing, not satisfactory, Jack? Maybe. What is the deal? Why is Bill Devane being boycotted? I've always delivered. I've delivered in every movie and every television show that I've ever gotten a script for.
You're always great as a Kennedy.
I've been a wonderful Kennedy. I played the main man, Jack Kennedy. But what do? They put me in that show 24 to boost the ratings, and then they send me off a cliff into a river.
30 seconds.
It's crap, in my humble opinion.
We got a break here so we can get to Buzz's News. Put that guy on hold. Okay, we have on the phone now, from California, Kiefer Sutherland. Wow.
For you. Oh, really?
Hello?
Yes, Kiefer.
Hello, how you doing, guys?
This isn't Kiefer Sutherland. Who is this?
This is the Kiefer.
Is that that challenged boy that calls your show?
Yes, it is.
That's a silly and tasteless joke, not buying it. I gotta mobilize the Devaniacs. That's what I gotta do.
What?
Come on now. Are you a fan of William Devane? Young man, can you understand me?
Yes, I can.
This is William Devane. Can you talk in a voice without using that annoying and aggravating falsetto?
No. This is my regular voice.
Well, then answer in your whatever voice you choose. Are you a fan of William Devane?
No, I'm a fan of Dynamite.
He's not even registering my questions. He's not able to process.
He doesn't know. This is a silly exercise,
and he's not really paying even attention. He probably has the attention span of a small insect.
Yeah.
Not fair.
All right, well, listen, Bill, I'm
this
sorry.
Wait a minute. This lowers
even you, Source. You're going down to Jack Bauer's level. Listen to this. You've got a village idiot on there, and you're talking to one of the Hollywood greats of all time. Mm-hmm. Very, very annoying and very aggravating. So I suppose you're boycotting me, too.
Yeah, who am I talking to?
Who is this?
This is Charlie.
No, who is this really?
Can't guess who it is, Bert.
See, he's not able to even handle a lucid conversation, and I'm talking about the fact that Hollywood has turned their back on one of the great actors of all time.
Hey, Don.
Yes, Tom.
It's me, man.
Tom, what's his name? What's this fellow's name?
Thomas Gavin.
Thomas Gavin. You know who you're speaking to, son?
Who am I talking to?
You're talking to William Devane.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Who are you talking to, Tom?
What?
Who are you talking to?
That's Mike.
It is not.
What?
It is not.
Goodbye?
Absolutely
and
not.
Goodbye.
It's Tim.
Tom. Oh, you figured out the great riddle. The great riddle of the Don and Mike show has suddenly been solved.
Is Mike talking like him?
I guarantee my teeth are better than yours, son.
No!
Is Mike talking like him?
No. I'm a modern-day Gary Cooper.
Sorry you did not win the Emmy. Buzz, yes. News is coming up. Tom, take us to the promised land.
Hey, Don and Mike, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.